Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today we're going to talk about how to enter the U.S. market with your startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
So we know that we have a lot of listeners that don't live in the U.S., that don't run a startup that is based in the U.S., and I get this question fairly often. I'm not exactly sure about you, and I'd be interested to hear that, but I know that I get the question, hey, we're starting out in Europe, we have some customers there, how do we enter the U.S. market, or we want to enter the U.S. market, what's the best way for us to do that? Do we really have to move kind of the corporation and our entire team over to the U.S., or are there other ways to go about it? So I thought it'd be a valuable and useful episode for people to hear us talk about. First off, Heaton, I'm assuming you hear this question often, but I'm not sure. Do you hear this? Do you have a lot of people approach you about that?
I actually do, yeah.
Interesting. Very cool. So what, you know, we might just go back and forth and share some tips and some ideas around this from our perspective. Let me start and say that I do not believe that you don't necessarily have to move your life, your team, and your corporation over to the U.S. in order to enter the U.S. market. That's not necessarily the only way to do it. It is a way to do it, probably the most committed way to do it, but also the most risky and expensive way to do it. But that's not the only way. And there's many companies in Europe, you know, in Asia, in India, and everywhere really around the world. I can pick an example from almost every country around the world, or many countries around the world, that have started building a brand in the U.S., although they're not U.S.-based, and that have U.S. customers, although they're not U.S.-based, and that have gotten press in the U.S., although they're not U.S.-based. So it's absolutely possible for you to start wherever you are and focus on doing your marketing, doing your PR, doing your outreach to a U.S. consumer and build a brand there and build an audience and a customer base.
Yeah, you know, one of the first things I think people don't realize is the cost. So I'm just going to start there and say, look, it costs a lot more money to be in the U.S. than most other countries out there. That's what I've learned, because when I talk to an entrepreneur, they come to me and they're like, we want to move here. I'm like, okay. The ones that have done their homework are like, I know it's going to cost more money. I've done the math. Here's what that means to my business. I'm like, okay. And then it becomes a very simple economic kind of problem, right? Meaning, okay, it's going to cost you more money. Are you going to make more money as a result of it? And how are you going to do that? And how can you do that? How can you even, I mean, you could come to this country, you can do business in this country in the U.S. without actually having to live here.
Yep.
You can come and visit customers. You can do like a roadshow, as they call it. You can do all of those things. So the founders that I've met that are very savvy about this, they come visit here and they prove that they can make money here and that being here matters. And then they either decide, oh, I can do it without being here and make money in the U.S. and have U.S. customers, or I can't make money. I'm going to stay where I am, or I'm going to move here because I made enough money, or I see the potential, or I can do the math. So like, you know, so many of them want to move their whole team out here and do all these things. And it's like, it's going to cost a lot more money. I don't care what region of America you stay in, or even overall what country you come from. It's typically 90% of the time costs more money here.
It doesn't just cost more money. It's going to be a massive distraction, right? And you have to really ask yourself, is this the right time to do it? You're going to have to deal with visas. You're going to have to deal with trying to find an apartment. You're going to have to deal with like basic shit like healthcare and where do I go grocery shopping and how do we get an office and how do we get like, you know, internet for that office. You're going to like moving, you know, any move you make, anybody that has listened to this has moved apartments or houses before. A move is kind of a distraction, inconvenience. You have to deal with a lot of bullshit and it slows down a lot of other things in your regular life. When you move a different country with an entire team and a corporate structure, it's going to be a massive distraction. You really have to ask yourself, is it worth it? And in many cases, I find that people are just like daydreaming and romanticizing that idea, like as this like moonshot, you know why we're not succeeding? Because we're not in America. A lot of people have also this like complex of thinking, oh, customers and businesses in whatever, insert small country I live in, They just don't get it. And the press here doesn't get it. And the investors here don't get it. And the only way for us to get successful and big is to go to the US and do it there. And they have this like romantic moonshot. If I just go over there, my problems will be solved. I hate to break it to you. I've done the same thing. I moved to the US, right? For many, many reasons. And I hate to break it to you, but your problems are not going to be solved. You're just going to have a different set of problems, right? You're going to replace some of your problems with new problems. And you might get rid of some of your old problems, but it's not like moving to the US is the answer to all your problems and magically you're going to be successful all of a sudden. So don't think of it that way. And then one great example I throw out there, I just thought about those guys because I'm always kind of mind blown about them. I mean, honestly, I love Greece. I am from Greece, but Greece is really not economically or in any other way a great country to start a tech startup, right? Or any other business. It's a country in crisis. It's a tiny, tiny country with a tiny, tiny economy with so many political issues, no money, no angel funding, no tech expertise. All the problems in the world, you know, are all accumulated in this small but beautiful country that I love. And there is a recent example, Workable, that's an HR solution, a SaaS HR solution that is killing it globally and that has eventually raised money, you know, from top investors in the US and that has a big brand, a big customer base in the US and probably is, you know, in the 2-digit million ARR phase and hyper growth. And they're based in Greece. So if you could go to Greece to build like a killer SaaS app that's growing and it's on its way to become a really big killer SaaS business, then you can do it almost everywhere around the world, right? So there's always going to be problems. But if you can't get local traction, if you cannot get local businesses or consumers to sign up for your service and get rolling, I'm not really – the chances are very high that the U.S. customers are not going to jump on it and love it from the get-go. I think we established that you don't necessarily have to move. You brought up a strategy that I talk often about, Heaton, which is you can visit, right? Nothing stops you from visiting, even visiting.
That's right.
Visiting frequently. Listen, if you live in San Francisco, I'm not going to see you more than twice a year anyways. So if you visit twice a year in San Francisco and want to meet up, or if you live next door and I see you twice a year, one way or another, like you can actually build a pretty strong local network and get to know investors and other founders and potential future customers and hires by frequently visiting. If you visit 3 or 4 times a year, you're going to be able to accomplish a lot. And some people might not even realize you don't live there, right? Because people don't meet each other every single day just because they live there. So visiting is a brilliant way to get started. It's much easier, much cheaper. You can do it immediately and you can start learning. Maybe you find out that people really don't care about what you do in the US. Maybe you find that it's difficult even to find somebody to give you feedback. Maybe you see that it's super easy and you start getting customers and you start getting traction and eventually you just